hello, hello, everyone. Hello, you beautiful. Hello, you brilliant. And hello, you bastion of ebony excellence. We are back at it again. And welcome to the Green and White Soapbox, the place to be seen and to be heard, the podcast for the people, by the people, and about the people. I am Letlhogonolo Mosu, and as always, it is an honor and a privilege to be joined by the terrible tornado, the tyrant of thunder, the one, the only.
Hi, Tochi.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Like I say, I would never get used to all these names that you're referring me to, but yeah, nonetheless, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the session. I hope you are too.
Good to be back. It is certainly a session that will be memorable, worthwhile, and everything in between. So, beautiful people, this is what we are talking about today. Yes, we're talking about that beautiful, precious gift, that virtue that one great Luther Vandross told us to believe in, that very same virtue and gift that we just can't get enough of. Yes, you heard it correctly. We are talking about L-O-V-E. That precious gift that remains in the midst of all things, that precious gift that gives us power, that precious gift that makes the world all that much more better. And so we will, over this episode and many other episodes, take the time to explore love, but not explore it solely in the space in which we often think about it, in terms of, oh my goodness, Tsuko's boyfriend didn't buy her roses and now all of a sudden like she's angry. No. Whilst romantic love is important, whilst romantic love is worthwhile, we found it prudent, beneficial, and worthwhile to be able to explore other forms of love. So we bring to you this day the first part of the power of love, in exploration of love in various forms, in various relationships. And we are so humbled, we are so honored, we are so blessed to have one of the most precious relationships one could ever find between a parent and a child. And so our guests today, also bastions of ebony excellence, are a mother and daughter duo who happen to also be friends. They Aww. Might debate that, but we don't know. We'll have to wait and see, and obviously we'll see how the conversation goes, but I guess we could think of this as a bit of a, you know, friends like these, are you really, really my friend? But we have two beautiful, brilliant, and wonderful guests who will introduce themselves at this point in time. Let's make some noise. Let's do a drum roll. Let's do what we gotta do. Please introduce your beautiful and brilliant selves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Musima Mama Tambani. I'm pleased to be here. I still don't know why I'm here. I still have not been told why I was chosen to be part of this beautiful podcast. But I'm excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to the podcast.
We're happy to have
you. We are happy to have you. And you are traveling with?
With Ntabiseng Tambane. I'm her daughter. And so, as Tuchia said, her apparent friend.
Oh, apparent. Oh, okay. It's like that. Okay, so clearly it seems that truth will be revealed today. I hope at least we wouldn't be able to be the ones that, like, ruin the friendship. If anything, let's hope we strengthen it.
It feels like we're doing,
right?
Like, an expose or something.
Yeah, like, wow. Like, because, I mean, even the way you said apparent.
I'm already on the edge of my
friend. Her apparent friend.
Can we still leave here in one piece and, you know?
I pray so.
Let's hope so.
I still want my momo when I get back home.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All right. No, then we know what we have to do. But we are so grateful. We are truly, truly so grateful to have you here. And part and parcel of why we have you here is the fact that one of the objectives and one of the reasons we do this and we will continue to do this is to be able to have, as far best as possible, intergenerational conversations that will be able to allow us to think and see how our generation thinks and how the other generation think. Of course, knowing that you're really not that old, but of course you're part of that other generation, Ma. But it's all in love, and it's all said in love. And so that is part and parcel of why we are here, to explore those thoughts and bring those thoughts to a middle ground, so that we may be able to nourish ourselves and be able to nourish others and be able to make the most out of this. So if you're ready, if you're in agreement, let's dig right in.
Let's do this.
And the first question for both, Ntabi, for both Mama, in your own words, what is love? How do you see love? How do you perceive love? What is love for you?
You go first.
No pressure, Ntabi.
No pressure.
That's actually a difficult one.
It really is, honestly, to define it, sure.
Yeah. And I see love as something that's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't force it. You can't force it. It just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's mysterious, but great.
So when you say mysterious, what's that about? Like, when you say mysterious, I like that.
You never know what's going to happen.
Okay.
When there's love around.
Uh-huh.
So, and you never know how it's going to be in the end.
But you anticipate, though, that it will be good. It will be great.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful.
For me, love, just like Ntabi has said, I agree, love is very natural.
Mm.
It's either you have or you don't have it. Love is how you make others feel. Love is how you feel about yourself. Love is how you treat others. Love is how you do everything.
Yeah.
Love is seen and felt in everything that you do and say, and how you treat others as well. So for me, that is love. I always say that love is something that covers all. I'm just fascinated by what Ntabi has just mentioned now, that love is a mystery as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, it might be that one thing that everyone is expressing it in their own way.
Yes.
That is the mystery part of it. So I really love the definition as well. Yeah. Love is beautiful.
Beautiful. It is absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And what I enjoy, and it's how I often perceive love. There's a story, I'll narrate it later, but it's an all-encompassing thing, because I believe it to be, you know, this virtue, this thing that gives you strength, you know, because to be able to open your heart, to be able to do things for others without an expectation of return, that unconditional, that
it just comes naturally.
It comes naturally, and to be able to do that is one of the most bravest things on earth, because by the nature of who we are as a people, if I do something, the nature is that I expect something in return, and love doesn't require that.
Doesn't.
All it requires is that, if anything, love me some more, just do the same. But it's unquantifiable, but the nature thereof is so inspiring and so powerful that it just makes things all the more that worthwhile.
And it's sort of like your cup never runs dry.
Yeah.
It's always filled. It's not like you keep giving and it takes away from you. It's just so natural. It's like there's an overflow.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So no, I absolutely, absolutely love it. So then my next question then would be, in all of this, how do you both express love? Before we even get to how you all express love towards one another, because I can reveal we're putting the friendship to a litmus test. So with everyone else around you, how do you express love, or how do you go about showing love? And
we tell each other we love each other almost every day. No, not almost every day. 10 times a day.
Really? Oh, wow. That is so cute.
Yeah, we talk about it.
Is it because it's your way of loving, or is it you guys love the same way? Like, because sometimes I know I'm not very expressive. But if you are an expressive person, then I reciprocate that. But it doesn't mean I go and do that with everybody else. So is it a specific way of your loving or Ntabi's way of loving?
I think we are match. We are a match on this one.
Okay.
All right.
She leaves the house before me in the morning. Bye, mommy. Have a lovely day. Love you. Bye, mamu. Hi, mamu. Have a lovely day. Love you. During the day, we call each other. Love you. And it's natural. It's just part of our conversation as well. Mm. Yeah, even when we fight, it's part of the conversation as well.
Really?
Yeah. So we love.
That's beautiful.
We love. We are mother daughter intimate with each other.
Yeah.
We hug. We cuddle. We do everything together. So yeah, for us it's don't just talk about it, but we express it with each other as well. Mm. Yeah. So it's all over the place wherever we are.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
That's amazing. And just to touch on that, you know, before Ntabi comes in, there's something so profound that you said. Even when you fight,
yes,
you still love on each other, and I think that's amazing. I believe we live in a world now where, as a people, whenever we come into conflict or disagreement, even with those around us, it's never a situation of us versus the problem. Instead, it becomes a me versus you thing, and then in the midst of that, you forget, but no, there's still the love. Mm-hmm. There's still that, you know, that sense of you messed up, you did this and this wrong, but it does not mean that I still don't see you, I don't receive you in that way, which is absolutely beautiful, you know, because we always need to be able, and I think that's the power it gives. It gives vision to be able to say beyond this dark moment, there's still the beauty of what has brought us together. So I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely love that.
Yeah, like Mama has said, even sometimes, even if we don't say we love each other, we just show it. Like, even if I just tease her or something, make fun of her, even though it hurts her sometimes. I can see that, 'cause she can see that I still love her, and that's how I show my love towards her sometimes.
That's very cute.
And just to add on that, you know, you just raised the issue about even when we fight. We do fight. Mumu and I fight.
Yeah.
But when we fight, we might not tell each other, I love you, but we show each other, I love you. We still continue to do things for each other. Sometimes she would even go an extra mile, and
you fought.
Yeah,
it's just like, trying main things.
We
right?
fought. We don't agree on this, but you and I are still
fine.
You know,
I
we
still
are still
love
fine.
You
I still love you regardless. Yeah. So we like that, and we understand each other. We don't even speak about it, but we know that it will go away in an hour or two. Sometimes in 2 days. Yeah.
But I think you said something so important. It's not conditional.
Yeah.
So the love you have for each other is not conditional whether you're happy with her or upset with her, because
exactly.
I mean, feelings change. You know, today you wake up feeling upset, or you're more sensitive towards certain things, but it does not change the amount of love you have for your daughter. And if she were to need you like now, even if you're upset with her, you jump and you do whatever it is that you have to go do for her.
Most definitely.
Unconditional.
Most definitely.
Love that.
Ooh, I'm so warm. So fuzzy. So, oh my goodness. So honestly, I don't know how you are still debating whether y'all are friends or not, because like just from what we've heard so far, y'all are friends.
Exactly.
Y'all are besties. Y'all are BFFs. Or is it just like, is it because you think your mom's not cool, so you think she cramps your style, or like...
Yeah, sometimes she
can. What does she do?
What does she do?
You know, sometimes she's still strict. Like, very strict.
Okay. Even,
like, it stresses me out because, I mean, like, times are evolving.
Liana, she must evolve. Yeah. Mother, you must evolve.
Change. You can no longer be a caterpillar, mother.
She must understand that I'm also growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she must let me go.
Yeah. Okay. She'll never let you go. Unfortunately.
That won't happen.
It does. Even if you turn 50, she'll never let you go.
Okay. So this is very interesting, and then this brings me to another question. Now, it's very rare, you know, at oftentimes, as a child, generally, if you're fortunate enough to live in your platonic heteronormative family, your nuclear family being, you know, mom, dad, so on and so forth, and all of that, there's a certain, you know, there's a certain pedestal that you would say you put your parents on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at times you find yourself that even in the most, you know, agonizing of times or the most uncertain of times, you would find that your parents would frustrate you, but you could never be objective. And I remember having this conversation with my best friend to be able to say, and she said to me, you know, we need to get to a point whereby we see our parents as human. Yes, they were able to provide for you. Yes, they do all these things, but they too can hurt you. They too can, you know, frustrate you. They too can do things that you would not perceive or you would not expect of them, but it doesn't mean that they love you any less, and so on and so forth. So in that space, would you say, Ntabi, that you've gotten to that point in the midst of, you know, as Mama said, at times, yeah, it can be 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, maybe even 2 weeks, who knows. But have you gotten to that point of being able to say, all right, well, this happened and so on, I can't believe it happened, but can you say that you've taken Mama off of a pedestal? Because as you said, you're growing, you're evolving, so you're also coming into your own feelings, you're becoming more opinionated, and sometimes it's like, you know, especially, you know, growing up in a black family, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know. So would you say from that you've, as you are growing and as times are changing and as you are growing and changing as well, that you have seen your mom in a more human light and in a more, you know, in a more, I want to say, in a less glamorous way, for lack of a better word? Would you say that?
Yeah, she's still on the pedestal as for, like, she's still my parent.
Yeah.
And I can't treat her like my other friends, whereas if my other friends make me angry, I could just cut them off and, like, stop talking to them. But, like, with her, I've also had to look at her like, oh, she's still human. She also makes mistakes. Sometimes maybe she gets angry or she overreacts over something. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'll just have to make peace with it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know at the end of the day that she still loves me and she's doing it for me. So.
Well, the other aspect is, well, even if you were to cut her off, well, then you got to pack your bags and go, and you got to give in the card and the cell phone and all those other things. So, I mean,
I know, but no, I think we've reached a level of understanding.
Oh,
okay.
I can point out where she's wrong.
Okay. That's great. That's wonderful. Great.
I can call her out and say, Mama, no. And then she stops. It's like she reflects on herself. She's like, oh, wow. Okay. It's fine. You're right this time.
Wow.
But Mama, that's a very good parenting style then that you have, because a lot of the times we're unable to call our parents out because it comes across as being disrespectful. And like we've just said, you guys are still humans, so you're bound to make mistakes. So how easy was it to open up and say, you know what, for you, I think you first had to acknowledge that I'm not perfect and I'm going to make mistakes with my children. How easy was that to create that door or that room for saying, no, if I'm wrong, call me out? You know, it doesn't happen a lot of the times.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, one thing that I'm blessed with, I have 3 children, 2 boys, and Tabi Singh is the only girl in the house. Parenting is a trial and error. I made my mistakes with the firstborn. I made my mistakes with the second born. And Ntabi is a different breed.
Okay.
Altogether. Ntabi Singh speaks her mind.
Okay.
I always tell my friends that, you know, if I had the character of Ntabi, I'd be the CEO of SAA today. It wouldn't be where it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. If I had her character, I would be there. Ntabi Singh, she would call you out in a very respectful way. She does call me out, shame. She does. And you know, you quickly, and it's easy for me to reflect, or it's easy for me to admit when she calls me out, because I have accepted and I have made that admission myself that I'm not a parent, and I'm not a perfect parent. I admitted and confessed to all my children that I am not a perfect parent. One, there was no school for parenting. Two, you didn't come with a manual.
Yes.
So I had to learn as we go, you know. So with her, she makes my life easy, because when she feels like I'm treating her unfairly, she would say it in the most respectful way then move away.
Okay.
Unlike with the boys. The boys would absorb it, and then, you know, they would just go into their little corners up until they're ready to come out. Mm. With her, we talk it out, and then it's fine. And sometimes I would say, yeah, it's fine. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is what I believe.
Yeah.
And then we would have a middle center where we meet at some stage after those 2 days. But she would know my position, and I would know her position, that this one she doesn't like. There are no gray areas within Tabi.
Mm.
White, black, no grays.
Goodness. Okay.
And everyone around her knows it. So, you know, we adjust. So that is what's making our life easy. She tells you.
Tell it like it is.
Just as it is, no sugar coating, but in a very respectful way. That is, I think that is one thing that is making it easy, because I've seen children disrespecting their parents. I know, I have seen squabbles between parents and children. I have not experienced that. And I'm not saying I've never experienced challenges with parenting. I did. But it has always been a respectful playground that we have been operating on.
So it's all mostly attributed to great communication.
It is.
And that takes time, you know, that takes time, more especially the ability to be able to build it, because as you rightfully admitted, you're not perfect. And I'm sure the first time she was able to actually be like, but no, Mama, and like, it must have come like as a bit of a shock, because it's like, and then you know,
exactly.
But to be able to grow, and I think that's a beautiful thing, you know, for parents and children to be able to meet one another in that middle ground. It makes for such a better thing, because I always say, for example, my parents, when I was growing up, we're three boys at home. I'm the first, and there's two after me. And believe it or not, I'm actually the calm one. Believe it or not, I'm actually the calm one. But I always say that there was a time.
I believe you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was getting.
It took a while. By the way, it took a while for Mama to.
No. Because she was. No, but she was observing the reactions of everyone else around her.
She was just trying to process.
Like, how do you not believe this?
I think she was just doing comparisons.
No, she could not fathom how you could not believe, how you were casting doubt upon the fact that I am the calm one. But that's beside the point. Let us not digress. So so I spent 5 years in boarding school. Greatest time of my life, but part and parcel of those things were the fact that I went into boarding school a 13-year-old boy. Hey, yes ma'am, yes sir. And you know, and I came out an 18-year-old, and now the 18-year-old's got a deeper voice, and the 18-year-old now can be able to be like, no, but you're wrong, you know. And so it took time, you know, for us to get to that middle ground of being able to say, all right, so there's been a shift in the tectonic plates of life, and, you know, it's always a work in progress, and I think it will be a work in progress even when, like you said, Mama won't let go even when Tavi is 50. So even at 50 and they're gray and old and we have to take them here and there and everywhere, It takes time, but the beauty of it all is that willingness to be able to meet at that middle ground, to be able to say, well, this one is rightfully different. You know, this one is different. This one is like this. Because my two younger brothers, my goodness, they are showing my parents dust and flames every single day of the week. They are showing them dust and flames every single day of the week. But the beauty of it all is, as you say, trial and error. So I often think to myself that maybe I was the trial and error, and then hopefully the others are then like the final product. And it's a little sad now, like when Mama said trial and error, I was like, oh, so I was a guinea pig. So like I thought to myself,
I thought, like, you turned out very well for a guinea pig.
Thank you.
You turned out very well. I know firstborns don't really take it so well, but you did.
Thank you. So now, this is an interesting one now, with times changing and so on and so forth. For you, Mama, having come from a different generation, what was or how were you parented? What is it that you took from when you were growing up and how your parents loved you and parented you that you use now? And what is it that you don't, because obviously we carry things that, you know, we have experience from in our most immediate vicinity, because the family is the most influential and most important institution in society. So what would you say are some parenting things that you have seen taken from how you were raised and so on, and what are the things that you did not see that you have tried to incorporate in your relationship with Ntabi?
I can write a book.
Oh, wow.
I promise you I can write a book. You know, outright, my mom, I think, is she's an overall influencer when it comes to my parenting. The relationship that I have with my mom obviously is not the same as the one that I have with, that I'm forging with Ntabi. Completely different. But the principle, I learned to pray for my children from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
From the period of pregnancy, you know, my mom would wake me up. It's time to pray for your child that is coming.
Wow.
My mom was in the labor ward for all my three children.
Mm.
Coming from Polokwane each time.
Yeah.
With Ntabi, I had her at ICU. But by the time I opened my eyes, my mom was there.
Oh, okay.
And my mom could identify Ntabi, you know. My mom, the first thing she does, she prays for my children, and she teaches me to do that. She taught me that, you know what, children are not the same. Each child is built in their own way, and that's God's way, you know, with your children. So each time you're experiencing challenges with them, pray for them. That is one thing I've taken from my mom. But I added something to it. I don't just pray for them. I talk to them as well.
Mm.
I forge a relationship. You know, with my generation, they would talk to you, not with you.
Mm.
They would tell you. We would not negotiate. You know, with my children, we have this kind of relationship. Guys, it's January. It's a new year. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to do? How do we help you to get there? You know, it's December. Where do you want to go? What do you want to get? You know, we negotiate things, which is something that we didn't have in our generations. You know, with our generation, we were told. We just listened. We never had an input. And taking it a little bit further, you know, from what Ntabi was saying, Ila, that, you know, Mama can be very tough at times.
Mm.
You know, when you're on the other side of things,
mm.
there are two things that I'm proud of. I always say, with each and every encounter or with each and every fight that we have, I know that whatever decision I make is fed by my experience, is fed by the best interest that I have for my children at heart. That you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm a parent.
Mm.
I know better in this instance.
Mm.
Few years down the line, they would say, oh, yeah, mama, yeah, you were right.
Thank
you know?
You.
So that is something that I always pride myself on, that you might feel the way you feel. I understand you. You know, I sympathize with you, but this is how things are going to be.
Mm.
You know, having been there before, sometimes kids make a mistake of thinking that parents were born as parents or were born as adults.
Mm.
I always tell them, they laugh sometimes when I say, I know, Mjolo, while you go wish, it's not nice in that department. Go ahead and stuff like that. And then they would laugh because they think that I've never been there.
Mm.
They think that I've never been a teenager. I never had to lie to my parents when I wanted something. One thing I always tell them is that I want to be that first person that you call when you are in trouble.
Mm.
So always be honest with me.
Mm.
This is something that we never did with our parents. You had to lie and say, we need money to go buy photosynthesis. You know it doesn't exist. With them, I want to tell them that, look, if you want to go out somewhere and the house burns down when you are there, I want to be the first person that you call. Because I don't want you to be adding salt to the wound when you get there.
Yes.
You understand? And there are instances when you would want to ask me to go somewhere and I would say no.
Mm.
Because as a mother, I've got instincts.
Yes.
That, there is something that is not going right here. So those are the kind of things, you know, I've learned something from my parents and I've developed them into, you know, something that comes out of the relationship that I have with them.
That
sure. That is so profound, Mama.
So profound.
Sure. Yeah. So your mother really had a lot to play with it, but you also took it and you used it in a way that works best for you.
Exactly. And remember, it would be informed by what is it that I would have wanted my mom to do with me or my mom to relate with me.
Mm.
So I take that and take it over to my children.
But you speak a lot about Ntabi and her being open. How easy is it with the boys, seeing that you say they go into their little corner? How easy is it to create that open relationship where mama is the first person I call, despite how bad the situation is, because them being, I assume, more conservative than she is, you know? Isn't that a little bit more challenging? Do you have to push a little bit harder with them?
Of course, you have to push a little harder with the boys. Boys have got their own ways of thinking. I'm sure Tloki would tell us that. Boys, the first one, you have to really push very hard. The second one, he communicates in his own way, you know. He wants to be the one who comes to you and say, yeah, so mama, this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to do it and with so and so. So he uses the principle of preemptive strike. Just in case you have a question for him. So he gives the whole
everything
thing to you so that, oh, okay. And then I'm like, okay, it's fine. So you learn to deal with each one of them differently. That's how it happens.
Different human beings.
Most definitely.
The art of mastering every single one of them. That's the beauty of motherhood, ne?
Yes.
Sure. Like, it's different. No matter the fact that they're from, they're your children, they somewhere carry your genes.
Yeah.
But it's like completely different people.
Completely different.
Sure.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. So, before we get into quick fire questions as we draw to a close, this is like our last deep and profound question, and then we're going to see if they're really friends.
Deep
and profound.
Wow.
What would you say, Ntabi, is the greatest lesson that you have learned from being friends with your mom, and what is your prayer for her? And then, Mama, that would be then the same question for you.
You have to think about this one. Mama has taught me a lot throughout the years. Like a lot. Sometimes it's even hard to remember them. But one thing she's always taught me is like, don't be quick to make a decision.
Mm.
Or don't be quick to act on something. You should like slow down and just think about everything that's going on, and then strike, or then deal with the situation, or mm-hmm. deal with anything. Also, how to manage things. Even your biggest one, how to manage time.
Yeah.
Even though it's the one of our biggest fights.
Yeah.
Till today, as like today this morning, when I had to come here. she's still trying to teach me time management.
Mm. Taking a bit of a while, is it?
It's taking time. But my prayer for her is that she just carries on being her, and she never like doubts herself in her parenting, because she's like kind of cool. So
she's kind of cool. Sometimes.
Yeah. I made it.
Now and again. Now and again.
I could actually call her my best friend because sometimes she's kind of cool.
We did it, ladies and gentlemen. We did it. They are indeed friends.
Not just friends. Best friends.
We did it. We did it.
Our relationship is very unique. So, she's my best friend, Shame. And I pray that she just carries on being her.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I hope as she gets older. Also, her mindset doesn't get older. Gets
oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
We're hoping and we're praying for you every day. That is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Mama?
There's a lot I learned from Ntabi.
Yeah.
Financial management.
Okay.
Wow.
Guys,
that's ironic, Mama.
Ntabi checks her bank statement almost daily.
Yes.
Ntabi
vision
apportions her expenditure, like, oh, I've got this much, I can only spend 40% of this.
Leadership. Leadership.
It takes me, you know, a serious event for me to go through my bank statement.
Yeah.
I never do. I never even check my SMSs. I've got this very funny relationship with money, but we'll talk about it this other day. For me, if I have it, I have it. If I don't have it, I don't have it. Doesn't change anything in my life. My life goes on. Mm-hmm. Sontab is completely different. She's a shopper. More lick.
Ironic. Okay.
Exactly.
Mm.
Oh, and then Ntabi taught me to buy online.
Oh.
Ntabi.
Innovation.
Yes.
Though I still don't trust online shopping, but that's another story for another day.
No, she taught me to buy to shop online. Oh, Ntabi's my biggest tutor when it comes to makeup.
Okay.
Hey, now.
Right.
You're the master.
She is. Mm. You know, when I leave the house, if she is not happy with how I look, she would definitely tell you. Ntabi has taught me a lot about loyalty. Mm. She's very loyal to her friendships.
Mm.
She's very loyal to the relationship that she has with her dad and the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They discuss things amongst them. They stay there.
Okay.
And she would, you know,
she won't even tell you.
She would tell me that so-and-so is going through a lot, but I'll handle it.
That's
and then,
beautiful.
You know, I would push. She will never say. That is the integrity that she has and the loyalty that she has. I respect her for that. My prayer for her, she's destined for the best. Well, she's my child.
Of course.
She is destined for the best. And I pray that she stays focused.
Yeah.
She pushes. She works harder on the time management. She works harder on procrastination. And she continues to believe in herself like a whole lot of people believe in her.
Yeah.
She, at her young age, we recently threw her an 18th birthday party. I was so in awe about the number of lives amongst her peers that she has changed.
Oh, wow.
You know, the testimonies that were coming from her friends about what she taught them, how she treated them. Some, you know, had fallen by the wayside of things. You know, some had lost even confidence in themselves.
Wow.
But from talking about what Ntabi had done in their lives, I was like in awe, thinking if she can do it now,
What more can she do, you know?
When she's a lot older.
She's a unifier. Mm. So you learn about that. Oh, and Tabi loves life.
Mm.
And Tabi loves life, and Tabi loves beautiful things. I can be a very bit of, more of an introvert, right? She doesn't like that about me. She tells me to leave, Mama.
Leave?
Leave your life. This life is meant to be lived.
Mm.
Let's go out. She's spontaneous. Mm. Let's go out. Tabi, we can book tickets to Cape Town now.
But who?
And she will pay.
Oh.
Yes. So, that's who she is. And I'm grateful to God for that. And I'm praying only the best for her.
Indeed, Mama.
Yeah. If she can believe in herself as much as I believe in her, and others believe in her, there's great things coming her way.
Only great things.
Only great things
coming her way.
Because you need to consider, to look at the product, you need to consider the source. And certainly, if the source is great, then there's no way that the product won't be great. So, I think our job here is done. We've achieved the fact that we understand and know that they are indeed not just friends, but
Best friends.
Mm-hmm. Though I heard Ntabi say it, though I didn't hear Mama say it.
Mama, are you guys best friends?
Are you guys best friends?
Mama, you are thinking about it.
You're thinking about it. Ntabi didn't hesitate.
You know, I don't want to be a hypocrite. My kids know that. I've always told them that I'll always be your mom. We can be friendly, but we are not friends.
Okay, Mama.
Okay, all right.
No, I will always be your mom.
Okay, Mama.
So, we are best friends.
Mama, you wear many hats. You wear many hats. You're a mother.
Yeah,
above all. You are a best friend. You are a mentor.
You are a guardian. Protector.
You are
everything.
You know, yes, Mama. Yes. So it's okay. The mother one will be the biggest one. But yes. can we just conclude?
That you are best friend.
Do you also wear like the best friend hat?
I am the best friend.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mama. That's all we needed to know. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I was joking. I was pulling your leg.
I was even worried for a second as to, like, what did we do? We just ruined a relationship.
We just wasted 30 minutes.
She gave me a new definition.
Dude, wonderful.
So I had to reflect back from what I had said to them previously, and I'm like, wow. We've come this far.
Yeah.
The titles have changed.
Yeah.
The positions have changed. Mm. Yes.
Mm.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the green and white soapbox.
As always.
The best place to be.
Mm-hmm.
To be seen. To be heard. Always. And forever, we are so humbled. We are so grateful. But before we go, I did say quick fire questions.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the better cook?
Me.
Who's the better singer?
I am.
Who's the biggest spender?
Me.
She is.
Who's the reckless spender?
She Mama. Is.
Nope.
Who's the reckless spender? Who's the reckless spender? You're not reaching a conclusion.
Why? On what?
Who's the better dancer?
I am. I am. No. I am.
Who's the better dresser?
I am. Oh, we are always divided on that.
Okay, all right.
And we have an agreement to disagree.
Okay.
She would say, like, I wanted to ask you about something yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And then she says, oh, Mama, my shirt and your shirt are not the same.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Not for me, but for you.
Okay.
So those are the lines that we
okay.
use.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it has been an honor. It has been a privilege. It has been such a blessing. And thank you for being able to come. To be able to open up, to be able to just spend time with us as we explore this great principle of grace. Thank you so much. May you grow in love. May you grow in light and continue being the best friends that you are. T, as always, it's been a pleasure.
It has. Can I just say, like, I learned like one important lesson from
this.
Mama Musiba says, parents need to learn to talk with us, not to us. And I think that will work everywhere in any love relationship.
That is
for
correct.
That to work. Yeah.
That is so correct.
As we end that, can we learn to talk with each other and not to each other?
To each other. Ainch, mic drop. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone everywhere, whatever your name may be, you beautiful, brilliant, bright bastion of ebony excellence. This is and has always been the green and white soapbox. We are grateful to have you had joined us. We are grateful to have you had taken the time to listen to us, remember that of these three things, faith, love, and hope,
mm-hmm.
they will always remain, and the greatest is love. Mm-hmm. So spread it to the world. Be kind to one another, and we will see you soon on this green and white soapbox. Until then, stay kind to one another. Goodbye, goodbye, and goodbye.
Bye.
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 Yeah.